Let's go to Iraq, shall we, and say hello to somebody that has ties to the Rio Grande Valley as one of the brave volunteers defending our country. And Lieutenant Colonel Jesus David Luna is presently in Iraq, and we welcome him to 710 KURV. Lieutenant Colonel, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. Where are you specifically in Iraq, or will you have to kill me if you tell me?
No, I can tell you. I am with the 36th Infantry Division headquarters here in Basra in South Iraq.
How are things on the front lines in Iraq today?
Things are going very well. We've had quite a few challenges. I have not deployed in several years, but I have found that the new battlefield involves a lot of civilians, contractors, what we call third country nationals, members of other sister services like the Marines, Coast Guard, Department of State, and I've been learning quite a bit. They've been teaching me a lot, and we've been helping them out as well.
How much longer until you come home, sir?
I should be home in about a month and a half.
Good. Very good. So are the Iraqis ready to take care of themselves?
Well, they have been making great strides. They're improving every day. Of course, U.S. soldiers aren't scheduled to leave till towards the end of the year, according to the current security agreement, and I know that's in negotiation. But the Iraqi security forces, what we call ISF, have been learning quite a bit over the last several years, so our efforts here have not been in vain. In my opinion, they are ready to take over, and they've got several months to go still before we're scheduled to leave, but I have faith in them. They've come a long way.
I understand that you're originally from McAllen.
Yes, born and raised in McAllen, Texas. As soon as I graduated high school, joined the Army, and that was about 30 years ago.
Wow. So with 30 years under your belt, I would guess that you really love your gig, huh?
I sure do love serving my country. I've been wearing the uniform since high school, actually, when I started with junior ROTC there in McAllen. And I've been having fun all along the way, so I can't complain. I love what I do.
Why did you join, sir?
I joined the summer of 1981.
Why?
Oh, well, several reasons. Right out of high school, I was a little bit clueless. I didn't know that I loved the military, so I wanted to join the Army to see the world, for one. To save some money for college, because I knew I wanted to go to college. I was two. And three, in a way, to buy me some time to grow up a little bit and get my priorities straight. And once I got to college, be ready to study.
Did you ever think you'd actually be on the front lines of war someday?
Well, when I was 18 years old, back then the Cold War was still going hot and heavy, and We always were told that the big balloon could go up and we could go to war. So that was always in the back of our mind. My first 3 years active duty were at Fort Bragg with the 82nd Airborne, and there definitely we train to be anywhere in the world within 18 hours. So that's forefront, train.
Yeah.
And when we finally got to go to Grenada in 1983, we knew we were going to do the real thing for a change. So ever since then, I've been deploying for four decades, so I consider my job a very real job, a dangerous job, but I must be a thrill seeker because I've been enjoying it.
you have any family here in the Rio Grande Valley?
Yes, I do. Mom and Dad are still in McAllen. I'm number 8 out of 10 brothers and sisters.
All right.
So I've got several brothers, aunts and uncles. Cousins, quite a few throughout the valley and throughout Texas, and since some of us are military throughout the country.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful to hear. Well, that must be a great Thanksgiving and Christmas every year when you guys get together for stuff like that.
It sure is. I love big gatherings, and I guess that's comes with the territory with big families. And right now, my second family is the U.S. Army, and so I seem to fit right in with big families.
On behalf of all the family here in South Texas, thanks, Lieutenant Colonel Jesus David Luna, originally from McAllen, now these days when he will come home, resides in Austin.
Thank you. It's our pleasure being here.
Your service to our country, and
thank you.
May the Lord speed your return to the U.S. Thank you for everything that you do. And he's in Iraq right now.